The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven, for the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Have you ever made a bargain with God? "Hey, God, if you do this for me, you know, I'll pray more." Or, "Hey, God, you know, I really want this one particular thing to happen, and if you make it happen, you know, I'll go back to church, or I'll go a little bit more often, or I'll go to the Bible study that I've been avoiding for the last 10 years. I know I'm guilty of this. When I was in high school, that was pretty much how I prayed. And that was just this bargaining with God. It was easy, and it kind of made sense back then. In today's gospel, though, the people aren't bargaining with Christ, but they're doing something very similar. They're using him as a means to an end. They don't seek Christ because they want Christ. They seek Christ specifically because what he can do for them. And so they're using him as a means to an end, not in an end itself. Much in the same way, our own prayers can do a disservice to Christ by using him for what he can do for us. With the miracle of the previous day, so this gives us one day, the day prior to the account in the gospel, Jesus had awakened the crowd's deepest hopes and longings. Thousands of people had left the comfort of their homes to come and hear him. They wanted to make him their king. But the Lord departed from them, and upon seeing them again, Christ says to the people, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." St. Augustine comments on this passage by saying, "They seek Christ for worldly motives, not for spiritual ones." How many people there are who seek Jesus solely for worldly ends? Rarely does someone look for Jesus for the sake of Jesus. My friends, that's what we want to do. That is our goal, to seek Christ for his sake, not because of what he can do for us. This attachment to worldly goods, to the detriment of a relationship with Jesus Christ, is not what we're called to do. It's not what Christ is looking for within each of us. Christ wants, very specifically, a relationship with each of us. Christ wants to be intimately united to each of us. And what's more, he wants us to be in intimate communion. He wants us to want to be in intimate communion with him, with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Blessed Trinity. In asking for bread from Christ, the crowds are so close to understanding what they're seeking. asking the bread of life for bread. They're so close and yet so far. But luckily for them and us, Christ sees this, and because he is the teacher, he begins to teach them and prepare them to receive the medicine that will heal them. He begins to teach them and prepare them to receive the bread that will never let them hunger. He prepares them to receive himself in the Holy Eucharist. He is the bread of life that the crowd seek. He is the manna, the bread that comes down from heaven that the Old Testament and all the prophets of the Old Testament have prophesied about. Jesus Christ is the true food which transforms us and gives us the strength to live our Christian lives, our Christian vocations. St. John Paul II pointed out that it is only by means of the Eucharist, of the Blessed Sacrament. Sorry, he's over here. Of the Blessed Sacrament, that we are able to live out the heroic virtues of Christianity, such as charity to pardon one's enemies, the love which enables us to suffer, the capacity to give one's life for another, chastity at all times of life and in all situations, patience in the face of suffering and the apparent silence of God in human history or our very own existence. St. John Paul II encourages us to strive always to be Eucharistic souls so as to be authentic Christians. Indeed, Christ tells us, the Church reminds us as often as possible, that to be Christian, to follow Christ as intimately as he is asking us to do, there's only one thing we need: the Holy Eucharist. With the prayer that Christ taught us, we petition the Father daily for our daily bread. And that daily bread is none other than Jesus Christ himself, our daily manna from heaven. And I know this is referencing an old poet, but Dante, he actually has some words that go to the strike at the core of this, and it's a petition in itself, a prayer. Dante says, "Give us this day the daily manna, without which he goes backward through this harsh wilderness who most labors to advance." Because truly, life without Christ and the Blessed Sacrament is a harsh wilderness. It is a way of life where it is especially difficult to reach the journey's end, the end which is none other than God himself.